Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story told by Lauren Frances Sharma at the Baltimore Book Festival in 2016. She was unhappily working as a corporate lawyer in 1998 when she decided to take a chance on becoming an author.
I go back to my office and I'm thinking, you know, forget this law thing. I'm going to write a book. So I go home in the middle of the night and I start writing and I've got my dog there and I'm typing. And I finish this novel after a year or so. And I'm like, yeah. And then I didn't get it published. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try this again. And it didn't get published. So now I'm thinking, I think I better stick with this lawyer thing. So fast forward a couple of years later, and I'm now back home in Maryland, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this whole working thing is getting kind of annoying, you know? I'm always working. So I had some babies. My second child was born, and soon after she was born, I decided, you know, I'm going to take a little time off. But during that time, my grandmother actually had a stroke. And I remember taking the baby in the carrier, my mother and my sister. We all went up to Brooklyn, and I was sitting in the hospital room, and I was next to her bed. And I was thinking, as I was watching her, that I don't know this woman. I mean, I'd spent all this time in Brooklyn growing up, and I never asked her any questions about her life, about how she got to this country from Trinidad, about anything. And I realized that time was possibly gone. So a couple of months pass, and my grandmother's back out. She's out of the hospital, and she's recovering very slowly. And my paternal grandfather has passed away, and we have to go to Trinidad. And we go to Trinidad, and I'm sitting in this little village where my grandmother actually was born and raised. And it's in the north part of Trinidad, and it's the most beautiful place. I mean, it's very idyllic and very quaint, but it's way out there. It's, you know, what they call the bush. And but it's by the sea. And I'm thinking about my grandmother growing up in this little village and thinking about how her life changed so dramatically by making one decision to come to the United States of America. She came here as a domestic, and she left her children behind, and she left a really difficult marriage. And I thought, that is a really interesting story. So I came back home, and I decided I'm going to try to write this story. So I signed up for a class at the Bethesda Writer Center. It was called Extreme Novelist, How to Write Your Book with 90 Minutes a Day Free. So I was like, okay, this might work. It sounds gimmicky, but I'll make this work. And sure enough, I ended up writing a book with 90 minutes. No, not really 90 minutes, but more than 90 minutes a day. But eventually, you start to get used to kind of, you know, sitting down at the computer and actually banging it out. And just you just don't leave. And after a while, you do end up with something. But of course, the voice in the back of my head is saying, but you failed at this twice already, so what makes you think this is going to work? So that during that class that I'd taken, the teacher actually had suggested that we go and meet agents up front, you know, in face-to-face, not to send query letters, but to actually just, you know, do whatever you can to get in front of an agent. So there is this conference called Thriller Fest, and I decided to sign up for Thriller Fest. Now, mind you, I did not write a thriller. But I show up because they've got this speed dating thing going, and you can sit in front of an agent and pitch your book. So I go, and I'm in my blue lawyer suit, you know, decked out, my collars, my white collars showing. I've got my heels on and, you know, I think I'm looking very snappy, right? And I go in, and everyone's in grunge. They've got, you know, like jeans and ripped up shirts, and they've all written like vampire stories, and I'm feeling very out of place. So I sit down in front of my first agent who I'm assigned to, and I pitch my novel. And it's the story about this mother and these children and Trinidad, and, you know, their son and curry, and, you know, and I'm going on. And she looks at me and she's like, okay, enough, send it to me. And I'm like, what? You want me to send it to you? Okay, awesome. So I go to 12 more people that day, and every single one of them said, send it to me. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. But remember, I've sent two novels before, right? So I'm thinking, this is not going to work. So I send it. And within 3 days, I had an agent. And it was the most exciting thing. I go talk to her. She needs some changes. So I'm working on changes for maybe a year or so. And finally, it's ready. You know, I've put together this book. It's been like a 3-4 year experience. And during this time, my grandmother has passed. And I'm feeling kind of, I don't know, a little strange that she didn't really know. She didn't really really grasp what it was that I was doing, that I was telling her story on these pages. So they send it out to editors. And the very night that they sent it out to an editor or to the group of editors, I had a dream. And I'd been reading this really juicy novel. So, you know, when I woke up and I remembered the dream, I was thinking about this novel because my grandmother had come to me in the dream. And she said to me, and she looked very young in this, and I can't even believe I'm saying this in public, but she looked very young in this dream, and she said to me, "That's a really good book." And I thought, she's got to be talking about the book that I'm reading, right, which is super juicy. And then I wake up, and I'm like, wait, she's talking about my book. I was like, she's given me this book. And then the next day, I had an auction on my novel, like for, you know, editors wanted it. And I thought to myself, what a gift. What a gift. I might not have been able to ask her her story, but somehow she was able to give it to me. So thanks.
That was a Stoop story from Lauren Frances Sharma about publishing her debut novel, Till the Well Runs Dry. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. I'm Sheila Cast. Thanks for joining us on The Record. This weekend, Hamden is home to the 25th annual Hun Fest. Have a great time, hun.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.